Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, along with Tom Thayer and Larry Mayer, the senior writer for Bears.com, and welcome into the Chicago Bears Roundtable, the first one of 2015, a new version, and I want to hear New Year's resolutions from both of you, because I know I got one. Just win, baby.
Right.
I know that's Al Davis, but just win. It was a rough, obviously, end of the season, a five-game losing streak to end the season, and now comes change, and now we look at change, which in an organization, fellas, change has long tentacles, so it's just not the people you see on the field or on the sidelines. It's many things, and we don't know what the change ultimately is going to be.
Right. Well, the big picture of change here is the fact that they're going to start with a general manager, head coach, coaching staff, and that's all going to fall into place. And then you have to look at what is their philosophy, what is their thought process, and getting the Bears as an organization better, getting stronger qualified to go compete within their own division, and what type of talent they need, according to the new coaching staff, to get this project completed or in that process as quickly as possible.
I've seen some things on the internet where people say this job isn't one that's desirable, and I totally disagree, especially when you look at the offense. There are some pieces in place on this offense that are very talented. You have skill position players. There's questions on defense in terms of having guys coming back off of injuries and also what some young guys can do, but I would love to come in here and coach this team if I'm a head coaching candidate.
And there are many names out there, obviously. The Bears ferreting out those names, and some they've already been able to get in front of because of the playoffs and the way it's structured. So Adam Gase of the Denver Broncos, the 36-year-old offensive coordinator for 2 years with Peyton Manning. Let's just start with him. We're not going to go through every candidate, but just the known candidates that have already interviewed, and so far we know of two as of this taping. Let's start with Adam Gase.
Well, I need to look at the process of what's getting them better. Are they a coach that's emerged through a background of learning through diverse programs that knows a lot about football, offense, defense, special teams, and how to get the job done week to week? Because that's ultimately the change in the NFL. You talked about how things change so quickly. That's the process of facing NFL defenses. So when you look at a guy, is he bringing through the intelligence of Peyton Manning, the determination of the quarterback that makes every single guy on that roster better? So, again, there's a lot of determining factors that I need to look at in a coach's background if they're investigating him as a possibility of being a head coach.
Actually, I totally agree. Adam Gase is impressive because the Broncos, obviously with Peyton Manning, set an NFL record last year for the most points. This year they scored the third most points in franchise history. He seems to be really good at making adjustments using different players, tight ends, wide receivers, running backs. But again, we'll have to see how things progress, how the playoffs go, because the Bears won't be able to talk to him until they're eliminated from the playoffs. So it's an interesting process. People want them to act with urgency, but
right.
Yet you might have to wait for a candidate too.
Right, and Dan Quinn's the other one, the Seattle defensive coordinator, another young man, 44 years old, 2 years as a defensive coordinator, but he's made his bones from being a defensive line coach his entire career. He's been with several organizations and the University of Florida.
Can he bring the safeties? I want to know. Can he bring Seattle safeties with him, maybe?
There's some really impressive players there, no doubt about it. So how do you evaluate a coach like that when he has so many weapons?
Well, there are so many stats associated to specifically the performance of a defense. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to evaluate the Seattle statistics at home and away. Because if you're going to bring that crowd noise that you have into Seattle, being an ex-player, it's the most ferocious part of their defense is the fact that you are completely disorganized from the moment you get there because of the assistance of the crowd noise. Now, if you're going to an organization where you have to earn that aspect of being an important part of the way you can run a defense, those are just features that you have to look at. Is he qualified to coach in the NFL? Heck yeah. Look at what he's done. Look at the diversity of the personalities on the defense over there. So Quinn is faced a lot, but again, you have to look at the statistics that associated that are defense home and away.
He was at Seattle, then he left for Florida. So this is a guy that knows John Bostic, coached John Bostic. He has a connection there with John Bostic. I think it'd be interesting to see how he develops John Bostic and at what position.